First case for argument this morning is Galvin against Norberg. Mr. DeRose.
Good morning, Your Honors. As you probably noticed from reading the briefs, this is about two bales of hay that went quite awry. And I must say that I have thought long and hard about whether my shortcomings in presentation led to the jury verdict that we saw in the case. From the very beginning, the officer, Alan Lucas, who is a seasoned narcotics officer, was, in our opinion, making up stories. He was caught many times, as Your Honor has seen in the transcripts. Both sides have recounted the many inconsistencies that he gave us under oath at his deposition and then later at a trial before the jury. But even more importantly than that, the police report that was made on the very night of the arrest was completely disavowed by the officers in the case.
Counsel, these are jury arguments, of course, and the jury returned a verdict for the defense. Sure. What you need to persuade us is that Judge Chang abused his discretion by not ordering a new trial.
Well, Judge, His Honor Judge Chang heard none of the evidence. His Honor Judge Shader granted a new trial, and he was very forceful in what he said about it. He said,
"Yes, we know what he said, but we also know that he did that without allowing the defendants to say a word in their own behalf. Case is then reassigned. It goes to Judge Chang. The decision that is now on review is Judge Chang's decision, not Judge Shader's. So you have to persuade us that Judge Chang abused his discretion. That's a pretty high hurdle for not ordering a new trial. Has this court ever directed a district judge to order a new trial in a civil case? We sometimes reverse on the basis of errors in the jury instructions, but have we ever overridden a district judge's use of discretion not to order a new trial?
I don't believe so, Judge, but I don't believe that Judge Chang.
Well, we've been in business now for 122 years. Over 122 years is a pretty steep hurdle.
And, Your Honor, the judge who really was in the position to know what the abuse of justice was that was going on in the courtroom was Judge Shader. He granted the new trial and recused himself, said for fear that he couldn't be fair. And when it went to Judge Chang, Judge Chang heard no evidence whatsoever about the case, but just reinstated the jury verdict. And, Your Honor, I suggest that he was not in the position to make that decision that Judge Shader clearly was, and he was very disturbed by what occurred in the case.
But he said something on the order that the story was too good to be true. And Judge Chang focused on that, saying he didn't look at he didn't comment on the demeanor, whether he was testifying and how he, whether he was credible or something, which is when I guess a judge could intervene and override the jury. But that didn't occur. And that's what Judge Chang was looking at. And that's why he asked for a response from the to get a response, which Judge Shader didn't do, about whether or not there should be a new trial.
Well, Your Honor, from the very beginning, every statement out of the officer's mouth were disputed by their police reports, by their testimony under deposition. And what Judge Shader did say was the testimony was unbelievable, and the officers actually lined up together to support a fabricated story.
Mr. DeRose, You made a motion for a directed verdict?
Yes, Judge.
Was there much comment from the judge, that is Judge Shader?
I believe he wanted it to go to the jury. He did not want to make a statement. You know, Your Honor, I'm not positive that I, because I do not normally make a motion for directed verdict. The defense might very well have done so. I normally trust my jury to do the right thing, and I let the case go. So I doubt that I made a motion for directed verdict. All I want to comment on, Your Honor, as the officers told this concocted story of how the men pushed two little baggies of marijuana across to the passenger door. When I showed them their police report of 5 years earlier where it said they kicked the bag to the driver's door.
I at least have a serious problem with your presentation. We are reviewing a jury verdict for the defense. The standard of review is that we must take the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict. You're reciting the evidence in the light most favorable to the plaintiff, and maybe you could have persuaded a jury about that. But our standard is we must consider the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict. Now, I don't see how you're going to carry your burden of persuasion if you're just disregarding the standard of review. We're not going to take the evidence in the light most favorable to the plaintiff. We can't.
Well, Your Honor, just last year, the Seventh Circuit in Major versus Cook County says that it is the trial judge who gets the general sense of the weight of the evidence and assess the credibility of witnesses, and he is allowed to do that. As the Supreme Court said, federal judges have much more authority than do state judges. They get to comment on the evidence. And I suggest
my point, counsel, is that we are in the Court of Appeals. We don't have any such authority. The rule for us on appeal is that we have to take the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict.
And, Judge, when you do, I suggest that looking at the evidence, comparing it to the verdict, that verdict cannot stand. Those officers were impeached at almost every sentence out of their mouth, and that is clearly shown by their own writings, and it's shown by their testimony in court. We can't just disregard what they had built up as evidence over years. Thank you, Your Honor. I have nothing else to say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. DeRose.
Your Honors, we have nothing.
Wait for it to stop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry.
We have nothing to add to the briefs that we submitted in this, to the brief we submitted in this case. If the court has questions, I'd be happy to entertain them, try to answer them. Otherwise, we rest on our briefs.
We have no questions. If you would be so kind as to put the podium back down for Mr. DeRose. Do you have anything further? There's not much to rebut.
There's nothing to add.
Okay, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.